Name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Get your Bible. Now, what I want to say at the beginning is to the fivefold ministry gifts that are here, people who have been studying the Word for a long time, I'm going to say some prophetic thing that you do not know. And I want you to mark it down. Tell me if you know it, because I want to hear it from you. But it's an insight. When you're getting ready for meetings, I pray in the Spirit every day, but I stay open for what He want to do, how He want to do it. And sometimes He shut up. When He shut up, that means for you to shut up. Stop bothering me. I already know what I'm going to do to me. You just don't know yet. And I'm not going to tell you ahead of time because you'll mess it up. So a powerful revelation will begin tonight. A revelation that has been hidden for a long, long time. People who've been trying to break out. You're going to be able to break it right on out. We have used scriptures. We have prayed. We have sang praises. We have worshiped. But there are some areas seem like we can't really break out. And there are always divine secrets. There's always divine wisdom in the scriptures. It will show you how to just walk in it and walk out of it. And when he says the glory is rising, I want to say something about that. And you're going to be shocked what be said about it, because it's been hidden. Let the glory rise up, and the wealth will transfer. Let the glory rise up, and the wealth will be transferred.
Yes, sir.
We've worked on everything but the glory. We got confessions, we got decrees, we're sowing, we're tithing, we're giving.
Yeah.
But wealth follows the glory. And so in this meeting, we get a good understanding of letting the glory flow. It won't be no problem, because the wealth is going to come right behind it.
Yes.
So let's read some of our favorite scripture. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. A good, even a good man.
Yes.
We got a good God, right? And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. How long is it going to be laid up? It's time for somebody to know how to make it move. Now you got your faith, you got your prayer, you got your seeds, you got your tithe, you got your decrees. But I'm telling you tonight, prophetically, Isaiah, we're going to go to Isaiah in a little while. Prophetically, Isaiah took about five or six chapters to show us how wealth follows glory. How wealth follows glory. If you let the wealth flow, the glory always coming behind it.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that glory carries a maturity note.
Yes.
Right. See, wealth will put pressure on you if you don't know how to handle it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But glory wraps its arm around wealth, because glory already understands wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you are designed by God to be a glory carrier.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if I was designed by God to be a glory carrier, I'm also designed by God to be a wealth carrier. The glory protects you and the wealth. You are so thrilled with God that wealth can't move you. But wealth can use you. And God find it out, then it'll start flowing no matter where your background, what where you're at now. Just listen, because we're going to go through some scriptures that are going to prove this, because the Holy Ghost has been working on me about it. And this one, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. All right. Now, another scripture that we need to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 18. All these promises in the Bible,
yes, sir,
and it's so slow for showing up. Now, I'm going to make a statement. There's an immaturity in glory, in the glory life, the glory walk. Personally, I've seen that glory makes you fully surrendered. It's all about Him.
Yeah.
And so, stuff really don't excite you.
Yes, sir.
As a normal, natural person,
yeah,
because you're already blessed.
Yes, sir.
You can't get no blessed in His presence.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying now? See, you can't get no blessed in His presence. That dress ain't gonna make it better than that. That suit or that car or that house or the RV ain't gonna make it no better than that. I bet I bought one of the highest RV in the world, took it back. No, I sold it to somebody else.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't what I wanted.
Yes.
I ain't just want no name, I want some comfort.
Yes.
I want to push button and things happen, you know?
Yes, sir.
Now here in Deuteronomy 8:18, it said, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." So there's the wealth transferring, there's power to get wealth, and turn to Isaiah 60. I was reading, Leroy mentioned this morning, I was reading, and the Lord says, here is the wealth transferer.
Right.
Train my people along that line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So just stick with me a minute. We'll get it. All right. Isaiah 60. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, another thing He has done to me, somewhat in some way, He has assigned me to pay attention to the Passion Translation. Mm-hmm. I watch all translations, but in these last few months, He's telling me pay attention, because there's some clear things that are coming out that I see it clearly. Now, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, it says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the what?
Glory
is written upon thee."
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
"For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and His what?
Glory
shall be what?
Seen
upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together, they come to see. Thy son shall come from far, thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentile shall come unto thee. And he's sort of talking in the sixth verse, the multitude of camels shall cover thee. Yeah. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and increase and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebo shall minister unto thee, minister unto thee, minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Now, in studying behind this, there's a few statements I want to make to you now. Do you know you are specially made for God's glory? When we enter into his glory, there are four or five things you must understand. Number one, we dwell in his presence. Number two, we receive his love and grace. Number three, we understand his heart. What? Number four, we learn his will. And number five, we experience his divine power. Now listen to what I say when I start talking about this, when we enter into God's glory. I give you five things. We dwell in his very presence. We receive his love and his grace. We understand his heart. Let me ask you, what else you need? We learn his will. And we experience his divine power.
Yes, sir.
Wow. All of that is tied in with the glory.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, we're saying that wealth, increase, and abundance follow the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir.
Because here's a person who, no matter what's going to happen, going to stay the wealth in his presence. Nothing going to pull you from God's presence, because you know the glory greater than any gold or anything can come.
Yes,
you want God's glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Also, God's glory is worth more in this world. I don't know if you had your present moments.
Yeah.
But you and God was talking, and all of a sudden God showed up.
Yeah.
You and God in the room.
Yeah.
That's the most precious thing to me. You know, I've flown jet, on five jet, on three or four Rolls Royces. But there's nothing like that. Yes, I live in a mansion. Sometimes I've got to try to find my wife. It's a long way. One man says, a long way to walk from one end of my house to the other one. Said, man, I didn't need to take a break. What, he got a 20-seat theater? 20-seat, now I ain't talking about a 20-seat theater. I'm not talking about, you know, just won't have 20 seats. I'm talking about you're able to sit down when you come in it. Don't get upset with me because I'm talking about my 20-seat theater. You can't preach something if it's not happening in your life. Y'all too religious for me. Y'all get all quiet when you're going to talk about the blessing of God. No, I ain't hiding nothing. God is a good God. The football player tell you what he got. Y'all be clapping your hand, paying for the ticket. Look at somebody and tell them he brought me from a mighty long way. Some of y'all got testimony. Some of y'all got testimonies out there. What, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
God watching y'all. I say some of y'all got testimonies out there. And he wants you to know, because you're here, he's not through with you yet. There's an anointing getting on you right now that's going to shift your life. Hallelujah. Now notice this. Did you have this revelation that the wealth transfer going to follow the glory? If you attend to the glory properly, if you yield to the glory properly, the wealth going to flow your way. In other words, in strong words, in the spirit, wealth can't turn glory down. Wherever the glory is, that person become control or controller of wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woo-woo. Yes, sir.
Give him the glory. I ain't talking about that little fake stuff. I'm talking about give him the glory. Say, hallelujah. I give you the glory right now. The glory belongs to you, God. All glory belongs to you right now. Sit down. You go ahead and sit down. Sit down. Did you get those five things? I said them too fast. Said them too fast? Somebody said, yeah, you got them? Oh, you got them. Oh, God, you got them. All right. All right. Now, when you go to the Passion Bible and begin to read in Isaiah 60, it says, rise up, put it on the board, rise up in splendor, Isaiah 61. Rise up in splendor and be radiant. For your light has dawned, and Yahweh glory now streams from you. Yahweh glory streams from you. Look carefully. Darkness blankets the earth, and thick gloom cover the nation. But Yahweh arises upon you, and the brightness of his glory appear over you. Now, every time you see glory, see wealth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, every time you talk about glory, see transfer.
Yes, sir.
Now, some of y'all might be too spiritual for this.
Yes, sir.
And some people get real spiritual, get real deep, and they won't use scripture to disprove you because they think they're right. But they let the Holy Spirit talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all about to be transferred into wealth. Well, yeah. I watch. You watch good people doing everything. You watch good people doing everything they can to do what's right, and the wealth don't come. You've got to let the glory come first. When the glory come, it magnetizes the wealth. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'm going to flow in the glory. It goes on to say here, the third verse says, nations, plural, will be attracted to your radiant light, and kings to the sunrise glory of your new day. I got to go on reading because that's what he told me to do. Lift up your eyes higher. Look all around you and believe. For your sons are returning from far away, and your daughters are being tenderly carried home. Watch as they all gather together, eager to come back to you. There is a law called the law of attraction. And I'm seeing here that glory carries the law of attracting wealth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
See, we thank glory all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do.
Yes.
So if God present, you can't be broke. Something wrong. So yeah, God, something wrong.
Yes, sir.
If God present, it doesn't mean you can't get out.
Uh-huh.
It's something wrong. And you come to this meeting and God giving you an answer.
Yes, sir.
Get in the glory.
Get in the glory.
Stop telling your sad story.
Yeah.
Praise God. Get in the glory. See what God see.
Yeah.
Say what God say.
Yeah.
Feel what God feel.
Yeah.
Talk what God talk.
Yeah.
Walk what God walk.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, transfers as I speak are being made. Because I come here tonight as a prophet. I said I come here tonight as a prophet. So I'm actually, many times I'm prophesying over you. And it got to come to pass if you obey. Now you got money coming and glory. You may be seated. Go on. I'm going reading. And get down to in this Passion Bible, and it got some head. It says Zion wealth.
Yeah.
Zion wealth. Then you will understand and be ready. Your heart will be thrilled and swell with joy. The fullness of the sea will flow to you. And the wealth of the nation will be transferred to you. I want you to look kind of stupid right now. Let's just rock a little bit. Just rock a little bit. Because you're baffled, you know. You're baffled. Listen to what it says. Look what it says. The fullness of the sea will flow to you. And the wealth, verse 5, of the nation will be transferred to you. Caravans of camels will cover your land. Young camels loaded with goods from Midian and Ephah. All the wealthy merchants from Sheba will come, bearing gold and frankincense, and singing the praises of Yahweh. All the flock of Kedah will be gathered to you, and the ram of Nebariah will be yours, an acceptable sacrifice on my altar, and I will adorn with more glory my glorious temple. Now you talking about the church. No, I ain't talking about the church, I'm talking about you. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In other words, God is saying, you listening?
Yes,
I want my wealth to travel through you. You born to be glory.
Yes.
Next statement. You're born to be wealthy.
Yes.
They go together.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You may be seated. Now Isaiah goes on with about six chapters about this. Who are those who soar like clouds, flying like doves into their porters? Indeed, the distant islands eagerly look for me with their large ships leading the way. Large ships. Y'all ain't even excited. Y'all using a little Mickey Mouse ship. Then more than three or four packages can come off it. Now we're talking about a large ship. It got some large ship gonna drop some stuff off. I said it got some large ship gonna drop some stuff off. I said it got some large ship gonna drop some stuff off. Somebody gotta get excited. In other words, some large drop off. I prophesy. Some large drop off about to be made. Right among this flock right here. beyond your expectation, beyond your revelation. If I prophesy about Isaiah right now in this house, you'll potentially drop off poison. You got to have expectation. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Places you thought you couldn't go. Things you caught the cotilisco repeleva you thought you couldn't have. I prophesy. They turn loose tonight. I want you to talk to three people and say, I believe and receive. Right here, right now. I receive your seed. $500 check. Now get it before I read any further. Get the understanding now. The glory transfer or the rising of the glory in us is the attractor of the wealth transfer. I never heard that before. I've studied wealth in teaching money coming. But the wealth follow the glory. So you're not to spend all your time trying to functionize the wealth. Spend your time telling God how great He is. If there's such a thing, God can make you more holy. More consecrated. More where He can trust you. And now we're finding out that when we get in those type of katale shukutale vesaya, those akatarabaya, we get in those kind of position, the wealth transfer start taking place.
Yes, sir.
So that's where I'll never be broke another day in my life. That's where the money keep on coming. Now I want you to say now, wealth cometh to me now. In the name of Jesus.
In
other words, I find out you can't teach about glory. See, some people think glory is just a good feeling, just, you know, shout. No, no. I find out you can't teach about glory without teaching about wealth. They're connected. Now you got to grow to a certain extent to be able to receive this, because you might be too spiritual to receive this, and too deep in the word to receive this. Come on out of that hole. Tonight's your night. I want you to look somebody in the eye and tell them, I don't know about you, but tonight's my night. You speak up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. All the financial hardship that you've gone through is put in jail tonight. Now I'm going to read a little more, then I'm going to start giving you some principles for about 10 or 15 minutes. And we got four more nights, and Leroy said, I'll be saying things, don't never come back to it. Come here tomorrow night, I'll be holding you ball against it. Where the glory at? Where the wealth following the glory? It'll be there. But you better make sure you're getting it tonight. Well, we talked about the lordship. You may be seated. And they're trying to follow. Follow me. I'm in Isaiah 69. 60 chapter, 9th verse. I'm just trying to follow the Holy Ghost. I'm bored, but I tell you what, then. Look up here. I'm feeling some presence. Oh, there's something he's trying. All in my arm. I'm man, good God Almighty. My. I feel his presence because this is something he wants. See, a lot of you all are obedient children. Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And some of the religious stuff we had put in us, we got to keep pushing it out. We got these boys now and girls who know how to teach you right. It take a little while to make that transfer.
Yes.
But there's a remnant.
Yes, sir.
Gonna walk in this stuff.
Yes, sir.
See? And see, when you hear something about me talk about my house, you go it take a long time to get to the other end. Uh-huh. If you can't handle that, go back and study a little more. You had a progressive meeting. You are at a progressive meeting. You had a meeting that been to the bottom and walked through the stages and find out that God can bring anybody out. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Give and it shall be given you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give in your bosom. Indeed, you may be seated. Indeed, the distant island eagerly looked for me with their large ships leading the way. They are bringing Zion children from afar. They come with offering of silver and gold to honor the name of Yahweh, your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he glorifies you. Then it goes on to talk about Zion restoration. It's time for us to be restored to wealth. Abraham had it.
Yes.
Isaac had it.
Yes.
They had the glory and the wealth.
Yes.
You should say, I'm loaded with glory.
I'm loaded with glory.
And I'm loaded with wealth.
I'm loaded with wealth.
I ain't letting nobody talk me out of it. And you got some more chairs than you have. You got a person next to your nerve. Get up and leave. Just set aside somebody else.
Yeah.
Foreigners will rebuild your walls.
Yes. Come on.
Their kings will serve you.
Yeah.
Even though I punish you in my anger, I will restore you in my gracious favor and show you my tender compassion.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Your gateways will always remain wide open. Around the clock to let in the procession of kings, bringing their constant stream of the riches of the nation. The doorbell ringing. Somebody at the door. The nation or kingdom that refuse to serve you will perish and be utterly ruined. Lebanon, 13th verse, glory will be yours. The cypress, the fire, and the pine will come to you. The beautified, the sight of my holy place, and I will glorify this place where I rest my feet. That's your house. That's my house. That same house I'm walking over. He can rest his feet in that house. He know I know that's his house.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can he rest at your house?
Yes.
Can I sit on your sofa and talk to you?
Yes, sir.
I never come empty-handed. He never come empty-handed. I'm going to read a little more, and then I'm going to say some things to you that I want you to recall. Lebanon glory will be yours. The 13th, for it is cypress, fir, and pine will come to you. The beautiful, the sight of my holy place, and I will glorify the place where I rest my feet. The descendant of your oppressors will come bowing low before you, and all who hated you will bow down at your feet. All who hated you, they will call you the beautiful city of Yahweh, glorious Zion of the Holy One of Israel. They can say a whole lot of crazy things about me, but when they see me sitting in that big rock on my front porch, right back with a cushion on my back, and two big lions sitting by the steps, the boy just paint them lions. He paint them gold and brown and got their toenail ivory looking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now sit down and take these notes and we'll close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I don't talk a whole lot about what I have, but I get in trouble with God because everything I have, he gave it to me. And you all got to know what I'm preaching working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told Fred Price. We were there talking, you know. I said, Dr. Price, I want to see your house, man. He said, oh, no, I'm busy. I but the Holy Ghost got a hold of him. By the time I got to the car, he sent and said, be here at 2 o'clock. Take you over there. We followed him over to his house. We got to his house. He got out his Rolls Royce. And my wife and I was in the car, and I was coming. He said, come here and sit in this car, so you'll know how to handle it when you get yours. Listen, that's not Fred Price. You ain't sending Fred stuff. That had to be the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, Fred ain't going to let you send this. What? He said, sit down in that car so you'll know how to handle it when you get one. Then I come here one day, and one of them boys stood up and said, we're going to buy you a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And then they bought it. Said, won't you take me to, I can't take all y'all to my house. Pass by and see and keep rolling. David and Dan can tell you about it. They've been there. They know they've been there. They've been there. All right, take these notes. The time has come to yield to the glory invasion.
Yes, sir.
Invasion is plural. Tapping into the living of the life of glory. We may get to it later. John 17, Jesus is praying in his whole chapter, let the glory ride. He's praying for the disciples. You remember what he's praying for the disciples? Let the glory ride. You must desire and know how to let the glory rise in your life.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say, let the glory rise. Three times.
Let the glory rise. Let the glory rise.
You're saying the same time, let the gold rise. Let the gold rise. Because the gold follows the glory.
Yeah.
You can't put the glory, can't put the gold first.
Right. Right.
And like I say, I'm culminating kind of lesson. I quit my job, and we never struggled.
Amen.
No family member never gave us nothing.
Uh-huh.
Nobody had to give us a helping hand. Carolyn's mama one time offered some thousand. We told her, no, we don't need it.
Yeah.
You got to trust him. We're here for the glory to rise, and the Holy Spirit will help us. We have to live on the world level. We have lived on the world level long enough. How many of y'all agree with that?
Amen.
It's time for us to step up to a supernatural lifestyle.
Yes.
The glory is the advantage anointing. You getting it? The glory is the advantage anointing. The glory is the manifested presence of all that God is. And I say to you, let the glory rise up and the wealth will transform. Don't go for the wealth, go for the glory of God.
Yes.
And the wealth will run you down.
Yes.
What happens when glory and wealth is holding hand in your life? The life of glory, come on, the life of glory is a transfiguring life what is shocking to the natural world. You look at Matthew 17. Yes, sir. All right. All right. $1 of gold worth $3,343.20 seed. All right. No, I'm thinking about this. I need to get me some gold. There it is, right there. That's the way it happened. Some of y'all look shocked, but that's the way it happened. I have to watch, young lady, I have to watch what I think. If I think it too long, it's going to show up. The Lord is my shepherd, and I should not want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we're shifting. We're talking about the glory is the transferer of the gold.
Yes.
The wealth transference cannot take place without an understanding of the glory.
Yes.
So now we see why the church been waiting so long. We've been preaching and teaching wealth transference, but we got to get that glory in there for you.
Yes.
So the glory is the foundation as well as the holding in place aspect of the wealth of God.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you get to a place where money everywhere. No, not money nowhere.
Money everywhere.
Money everywhere.
Yes, sir.
That's, and then you move beyond the stupidity that money is evil. You don't want evil. Out there wearing God's name and don't give God a chance to do what he won't do for you. But all that's gone, right? All that's gone. Huh? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. All that's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't going to go home and go to the hotel and not talk about my house. He talk about that big old house. Because shut up. I'm trying to help you.
Yes, sir.
I had the house before I say anything. Been had it 33 years.
Yes, sir.
Been paid for, 27 years? More than that.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't talking about a house with a house note.
Right.
I'm talking about ownership.
Yes, sir.
See if you can't handle it.
Yes, sir.
You can't handle it. Go to one of them little faith meetings. You don't come to a meeting like this and don't expect to be slapped. With love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I know you can do it. Tell a person next to you, I know you can do it. Tell them, I know you can have it. So let's go to work. Time for the church to magnify the glory of God. You know what John 19:30 says, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
The glory has come and won through the cross of Christ. Jesus prepares us to live in and under the same glory he lived under. When he was on earth, the glory of the cross and its results. Galatians 2:20 and 21. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then it says, I will not frustrate the grace of God. See yourself wearing the rising glory daily. Keeping the glory in you and on you, connected to the kingdom and power that travel with it. Remember what Jesus said, died the kingdom and the power in that prayer and glory? The kingdom and the power travel with the glory. So class, it's time to unlock the glory within.
Yes.
And upon the believer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you unlock the glory, what happened next? So I believe that God revealing to us, get the praises up here, the wealth transferring. Because you see, in revelation like this, you don't want to put too much around it at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
The thing is that we're finding out tonight that the glory precedes the wealth transfer.
That's right. Amen.
And if we don't let the glory in, the wealth not coming in.
Yeah.
How much you love God?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
How much time do you spend with Him?
Uh-huh.
Now I'm teaching on meditation. I don't meditate enough.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else here with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I don't praise and worship enough.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Now we all pray a lot.
Uh-huh.
But what about praise and worship? Just getting there with God and saying, God, I just love you. I ask for nothing. I want to magnify you. I want to glorify you. You're the most high God. You've been so good to me. I just want to talk with you. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm just telling you, I love you. I appreciate you. You're a good God. I want to be with you. I want to hug you. I want you to hug me, Lord. Now we read the Bible, but we don't meditate enough. If I ask you how much time you spend a day meditating, what would you tell me? Not a lot, right? Not enough. 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to meditate more.
Yes, sir.
Meditate on Him.
Yes.
And give Him more praise.
Yes. Come on.
I know you're a word reader. You read the word, but meditate.
Yes.
Do it, Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
Say that till He start talking to you.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
You already talked to Abraham.
Yeah.
Right.
I already talked to Isaac and Jacob. But I need you to talk to me. I need instruction for Leroy. This is personal to me. Tell me to turn left or right. When left looked right, I turned right. But you told me to turn right. Put your hand there and begin to praise Him. Thank Him that the wealth transferred is on your life right now because you stirred up in the glory. Thank the Lord right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise your holy name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.